What's up and welcome to this extremely Halloween episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. You might notice a new intro because we got that. The King of Halloween, Blessing Adeoye Jr., commissioned that from one Mr. Carter Harrell to get, because he loves Halloween so much more than really anyone at Kind of Funny. Like, it is not. Fran, do you know anybody at Kind of Funny that loves Halloween as much as Blessing Adeoye Jr.?
Wow, you make me choose sides right now.
I know
Greg loves Halloween. I'm going to go on record and say
I've never heard of that, honestly. Like that, people say that, and like I haven't seen any real evidence of it.
Yeah, you haven't seen him dressed in like a spooky pumpkin blazer? Wow.
No, that
never seen it.
Yeah.
I'm behind. What? What? We can hear you. You mean Chat can't hear you?
Chat apparently cannot hear Kevin.
Any of us?
No, they can hear us. They can't hear Kevin.
Well, we don't want them to hear Kevin. That's fine.
Well, we're talking to Kevin. It just sounds like we're idiots.
You're spitting gold. Wow. By saying that Blessing has two pumpkin blazers. Well. I don't. I mean, I always forget the name. What is the name of the show again?
I'm just saying, like, you got to choose a side eventually, Fran, or you can be like me and ride both sides until, like, so it looks like someone's going to win and just choose that side.
Well, what I will say is, and people on the show by now probably know me pretty well, I need to see a lot of the facts, a lot of the details before I make a decision. You can't just up and ask me, like, hey, who's the King of Halloween? Because I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I saw Greg in the blazer, but I saw that Blessing was tweeting it, you know.
This isn't
somebody
Phoenix, right? You don't need evidence. You just go with your gut. You just go like, all right, yeah, Blessing has a blazer right now. Thus, he must be the King of Halloween.
Ipso
facto,
record.
It follows that way.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I am behind on this feud. I've seen the many blockings on Twitter. That's the most press I've seen about it. And Greg doesn't mess around when it comes to holidays. I will say that. He's known to love his holidays.
He does.
Not saying that Blessing is not.
Look,
running.
I can love anything. I love cheesecake. I'm not the king of cheesecake. Like, when the Cheesecake Factory
True.
Gives me a cheesecake blazer, then I know.
Yeah, it's really hard
then
to
argue
with that
logic. Then I
become
the king.
You can love cheesecake, but unless you have a cheesecake blazer or a few of them, it's hard to really deem you the cheesecake king. Okay.
Yeah, so like that, we have a governmental system for Halloween, and it is like we've established the divine right of kings here, so we need to adhere to it, or otherwise society just falls apart.
I like that you figured out, the rules that they were really just not simply looking into, and you've pretty much solved it.
Yeah. This is Kind of Funny Games Daily. We have multiple stories today that include Master Chief Collection getting updates, PT getting lost in the void, and more Assassin's Creed Valhalla content announced. Because we hear each and every weekday at 10 a.m. live right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. I forgot to introduce Fran. Fran, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Fran here. How's it going? AKA FM3. I'm doing okay, man. Lots of Ghost Tsushima.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But
sure.
If you're watching live, you can correct us when we get stuff wrong by going to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. If you don't want to watch live, you can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, or listen later on podcast services around the globe by searching for Kind of Funny Games Daily. To be part of the show, head to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where bronze members or above get the show ad-free, or get to write in, and silver members or above get the show ad-free, along with the exclusive daily post-show. A little bit of housekeeping before we get into it. Check out Greg and Blessing playing that new Ghost of Tsushima multiplayer. They're starting through it. Ghost of Tsushima Legends over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Have you played that yet, Fran?
Quite a bit, good sir.
Okay, how is it? I've not found anyone to play with yet, so I've not played it. But it seems like entirely my shit.
It's dope. I mean, it's amazing that they took a shift in the gameplay mechanics, in dropping loot and all these systems for a post-launch free update. As well, they've got story co-op missions that are genuinely, you know, unique, and they actually have different scales of difficulty that change the mechanics in them that get pretty intense for certain things to get all the rewards. And I'm sort of blown away. I'm like, my tinfoil hat, I was like, wait, was this going to be like a paid DLC and it was going to be a big thing, but the game sold so well or something, or they're just like, I think it's the latter, which is Sucker Punch, just like they had a lot of time finally to do something they dreamt of, and they freaking crushed it. It's like, yeah. It's really good, man. I'm still playing it.
Because nobody thought this game would have multiplayer until they announced, like, hey, it has multiplayer, and multiplayer is good.
Yeah, so matchmaking.
I've been seeing people say, like, oh, this is what Avengers should have been, and it's very hard for me to compare, but...
Ask me that later. I have a lot to say on that, too.
We will talk about that. We're actually talking about Avengers in the post-show today. Perfect. But thank you to our Patreon producers who are going to be able to do the post-show. James Davis, at James Davis Makes, Blackjack, and Tom Bach. Today, we're brought to you by Verizon 5G and Old Spice, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report.
Wow, it's really evolved with that news beep.
Yeah, it's
used to be so much simpler.
Kevin does not get enough credit for being able to come with that, like, a new thing every day.
And yeah, like, that was like an a cappella thing. Like,
yeah,
I liked it.
Kevin, you get a gold star for that. See
how many stories we have today?
We got five stories today. Five.
A baker's dozen.
Five.
I was setting him up to get. Oh, okay.
I did it. I said it.
He did. It says in the
script. So, Kevin, I don't want to produce for you. I know you're the producer here, but it says Kevin yells a baker's dozen. I feel like you
did. You not hear me yell it earlier?
He was yelling it with his heart.
At the end of the beeps.
But you didn't yell it again.
See, it's that thing like...
I won't yell it twice. I'm not a dog, all right?
Like, that Japanese roller coaster that was, like, because of COVID, they had to stop people from, like, yelling, like, on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So, I think the explanation was, please scream inside your heart. And that's what Kevin was doing. He was screaming inside his heart.
That was the literal translation. I like that.
Halo, the Master Chief Collection, is getting optimizations for Xbox Series X and Series S. From Alessandro Barbosa at GameSpot. With the launch of the Xbox Series X and Series S just around the corner, Microsoft is continually adding to its growing list of exclusives that will be enhanced for its new consoles. Halo, the Master Chief Collection, will be included too, with support for 120 frames per second and up to 4K. The entire collection will receive an update on November 17th, a week after the console launch. They'll optimize the entire catalog of Halo classics for the capabilities of the new consoles. That means 120 FPS support in both the campaigns and multiplayer, as well as 4K support and additional split-screen optimizations on the Series X, although the tweet makes mention of the capabilities of the Series S version of the game. The update will be free, of course, as Microsoft includes it in its smart delivery program. The game is also included in Xbox Game Pass on console and PC, as well as Xbox game streaming on Android. Fran, have you partaken of the Master Chief Collection at some point?
I haven't. It's been on, a very long list of to-dos, but I got to be honest. It probably won't come anytime soon, but I do love Halo, and I think it's awesome that they've continued to, obviously take their mainstay franchise and keep it updated, when they remastered all that content. Great, but now, in lieu of Halo being it, launch with Xbox Series S and X, it's going to be nice, hopefully, to have this to lean on, At least all that Halo marketing we see out there is kind of true.
They're very dependent on Halo for, like, showing their new thing. Like, when, was it 360 backwards compatibility only worked with Halo 1 and 2 at first? And then, maybe that was, and then, like, part of backwards compatibility this time around has been Halo. And then, again, this, as a smart delivery centerpiece, Halo Master Chief Collection makes a lot of sense. Yeah. It is cool that, like, they're going for it. They're going, like, hey, let's just do... Because every time they say, like, Sony or Microsoft says 4K 120 FPS, I'm like, yeah, sure, I believe that. But if they're actually going to show it, if they're going to show, like, hey, this is what you actually do need the HDMI 2.1 stuff for, then cool. I'm glad that, like, they're doing that with something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's nice to have actually, like, a legit, solid multiplayer experience running, hopefully at a consistent 120 frames, and for you, if you buy that new TV, to be able to actually see that, because I don't know what other multiplayer games, shooters are going to be 120 hertz at this point. I don't know that I've heard of any yet. I'm sure there will be some, but
I don't know that there will
a showpiece.
I feel like, especially
on both platforms. The fact this is fully optimized, it seems to be saying it will be 120 frames on both, but it'll only be up to 4K on the Series X. Yeah, it's a little. There's not like heavy details on this though. By the way, it was just the tweet. Is that right?
Pretty much, it was just a tweet with some check marks, and like weirdly, somebody else tweeted it like just before the exact same tweet a couple of minutes beforehand. So Microsoft must have a leak or something.
Those Xbox leaks.
Yeah, but it is cool that they're doing this. I don't expect most games will do it in the future. I expect that like maybe some remasters here and there, but like we're not going to get 120 FPS on like. If we get 120 FPS on more than 20 retail games a generation, I would be shocked.
In the whole generation?
Yes.
I don't think that'll be true because I think that you're going to see people start to co-optimize. Like, I feel like we're going back to what got me like in a lot of hot water the last time I was on the show. I just reminded people that like, hey, if you buy a $300 machine versus the $500 one, well, you might want to be aware that it may not be as powerful as the $500 one. That's all I was trying to say between the S and the X, right? And there was just a slew of comments of like, Fran is an idiot. And okay, I get it. My point I was trying to make was you'll see like this is up to 4K. It's awesome that you're going to see 120 optimized on an older game. But where I'm going with this, I do think you'll see in new games that maybe on the again, I'm just speculating. I'm not saying S is not capable depending on what they do.
But it won't be as capable. That's just not how it works. You know what I mean?
Of course not. Of course,
well, I agree with those people that you are an idiot. Like, come on.
The processor is going to be better, which is the main thing the frame rate is going to depend on. And like to be clear, when I'm saying like 20 games generation, I mean like games built for this generation, not like games that were from last gen that are being upported.
Right. When you say the processor is better, you're saying in the S and the X, right?
Yes. Both and the X share the same processor or at least the same family.
They do, yeah. It's a slight underclocking.
Yeah.
It's just a few, you know, 0.2 hertz difference, basically.
Right.
But to finish the thought, what I was saying is I do think you will see us get to the point where closer like to on PC where it's like, oh, yeah, it runs in, you know, I'm just going to use the analogy, like medium settings on the Xbox Series X, and it'll be 120. I think you'll see those opportunities almost certainly on the Series X. Will we see it as often on the S? I don't know, and I'm not knocking it for that. I do think it's incredible value. It is unbelievable value, I should actually say. I've said it many times. It's unreal that there's a $300 console that is going to be as powerful and slick as the S seems to be. So,
yeah, last week on Gamescast, which you can find at youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, we talked a bit about like we had Series X's to play with. And like the just raw backwards compatibility of like nothing has been done to this game. It is just running, it is an Xbox One game running on a Series X is amazing. It is mind blowing. And like it is crazy what can be done with this. And once I cannot imagine how much better that will be. And well, I can't imagine. It's going to be 120 FPS, 4K kind of thing for games that are actively optimized for like, let's say, I don't know, like Cyberpunk or like DMC5 is going to be a good example of like they're porting that up to the Series X and they're actively making sure that runs at 120 FPS.
Wait, that was a question?
No, that's not a question. Just me being like surprised and like I'm impressed.
Yeah, you would be surprised if they did something like that with DMC.
No, they are doing it in DMC.
At 120?
I believe so, yes.
Oh. Yeah, and you maybe I lost track. I know it's being, you know, remastered and it looks
I might have
incredible.
Just like blanked out at some point during that statement. Who knows? Like I just went in a totally different direction.
Dude, conveniently enough, yeah, I was just because I've been thinking about this a lot, you know, I was posting, I was like, I want that spreadsheet. I was like, does anybody have the spreadsheet of mostly the biggest games, but show me the game and the potential resolutions on each platform that it supports? Because we now have that information is starting to come out. I brought this up because Destiny, for example, it's only going to be the launch window when it's happening. But actually, if you don't know, and we'll talk about a Destiny 2 trailer later as well, but Destiny 2 Beyond Light comes out November 10th, and then on the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, it will support true 4K at 60 frames per second on December 8th. So it's going to take them a little bit to optimize for that. And then on S, it's actually going to be 1080p 60. And so that was just like the first example of like, I'm sure they will potentially even get it up to 2K 60 on Xbox Series X, maybe at some point, right? But that's the differences we're going to see. We've seen differences with Yakuza. I know there's a slew of other games out there that people are talking about, but I'm like, I'm losing track of all
these. There haven't
been
as many as you would think, right? Like, I feel like this point in a generational market cycle, there would have been like tons of these are the comparisons, these are like the differences between these two consoles. It just like not a lot of people. Digital Foundry, for example, has not had hands on with a PS5. Yeah, as far as we know.
I was gonna say it's just too soon, and when it is launched like this, people just don't have the final code, or they can even talk about it yet, and you know how that goes. So I'm sure some people do know and see the support. There's also day one patch stuff that's going to happen, right, for all these. So who knows where we'll land. It's going to be a really interesting, you know, launch window. I was also going to bring up, by the way, what do you think, and if Sony will do anything like this? Because that was the thing that I sort of was waiting for. And I sort of have, I don't know, it's just been a miss for me in my PlayStation show predictions. But I'm like, all right, they're going to, God of War is going to run it, you know, 60 FPS locked with some basic improvements. Oh, and I'm sure, you know, they do have those, like Ghost of Tsushima is going to. I think God of War probably will be as well. But can we get to 120? You know, how come we're seeing this with like Master Chief Collection and Microsoft, but not on PlayStation 5 yet?
They're being really schizophrenic, Sony. Because like Spider-Man, I understand they did a lot of work to it, but they could take the hit and they could make that update free if they wanted to. They're just not. On the other hand, Ghost of Tsushima, that update does seem to be free, but it appears to also be a lot less like of a remaster, smart delivery, whatever you want to call it, than Spider-Man was. So
Spider-Man was like a total overhaul in a
they
redid a lot of assets just for
And like I don't know basically if you're asking what is going to be Sony's consistent plan, I don't think they have a consistent plan for this sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe it's no coincidence that you don't think you can buy a Sony 120 hertz TV yet, by the way. So
can you not? Do they even
it's
make
really I, strange? I know you can't buy an OLED anyway. I don't know if any of their LEDs do yet, but I don't think so. I think they're still around the corner, which is strange.
I thought they sold off their TV department a couple of years ago.
No,
and like they still use the name.
I thought
name,
so too. I thought they had sold up. Was it Bravia?
Yeah,
that, I mean, I they thought, still. I mean,
like there's still TVs. There's still a Bravia line that has a Sony name on it, but it's not made by them anymore.
What?
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe
was it not have a Sony off? TV?
Did they sold off Vizio? I think they also owned Vizio at one point, and they sold off Vizio, but I could be wrong.
Kevin, Sony people are going to call us idiots
like
now.
Fever dream stuff.
We're going to get the
no idea. This one's going to go and you're wrong, probably. As far as I know, Sony Electronics.
That's what you're wrong is for, you know? They sold off Fio. We know that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe you're thinking of like the top brand or something, but... I don't recall hearing anything about Sony Electronics changing the TV stuff.
You guys aren't hearing a weird echo, right?
I am not.
No. Okay, good.
I heard a beep occasionally, but I think we're good now.
I think it's Fran.
It could be. I can turn you guys down a little bit so we get less of that.
No, not an echo, like a random beep.
Yeah.
Okay, blame me. But anyway, where are the PlayStation 5 announcements for 120 hertz? I do think it's really important. Everybody's pretty stoked, even though there's a counter argument like, dude, like how many people have that TV? But there are people, the other side of it, right, is that are making a pretty big investment, spending at least $1,500 getting a brand new TV. And on day one, that excitement of being able to, you know, well, it's a week after for Halo, right, on Xbox, but to be able to plug that in and be like, holy crap, 120, like if you haven't been able to experience that, it's going to be pretty amazing for people.
Yeah, it should be cool. And like our general trend is every time we complain about Sony not showing something, they show it that week. So hopefully this week is going to be the time that they like start talking about stuff like that. I want to see like direct comparison stuff, like Horizon, for example, and they haven't shown Horizon, so that may not be a good example, but like this is what this game is like on PS4, this was like on PS5. And I feel like that will answer some questions for me, but you know, we'll see. Sony has, we're 3 weeks away from release at this point. 4 weeks? There's only so many more questions that can get answered, and then we'll just have the system in our homes and we can figure the rest of the stuff out.
Yeah. Is there a game on PlayStation 5 that if you could pick it, that it would be 120? Frames and hertz support?
As you asked me that, I just realized there's not a whole lot of games I'm looking forward to right now, but
wow.
I would probably say like Demon's Souls or
Miles Morales. The brand new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Miles Morales. Yeah. Like those would be the two like that I feel like would I would love to see those in super high frame rates. And I think like they both top out at 60, which is still 60 is still great. 60 is still I'm not gonna discourage anyone from being like, oh, 60 is fantastic. Absolutely hit for 60 if you can. But
I should be thinking it should be minimum these days, but
given a choice, they're all every developer will always go more graphical fidelity at 30 frames a second than they ever will. Like
is more particles, they can't help themselves, and I get that, and you know, goes back to what I was saying, which is like I want to see more. I know that it is a lot of work actually, but I want to see more modes and optimization. That if I want to play at 120 and frames and hertz, and I have a TV that supports it, but I'm going to take a hit on like reflections and shadows and particles. Fine. Yeah. Give me that choice and optimize for that, because going to a game, my choice would be God of War. Being able to put that in performance mode was honestly a game changer for me. I tried both. You know, I was like, I like sort of the soft cinematic look, but as soon as you turn on performance, you get closer to 60. I was like, oh, for an action game with a lot going on, like this is amazing. So yeah. It'd be great to have more choice.
Yeah, and that's I definitely think that if they give me the choice between frame rate and resolution, I will usually choose frame rate, but there are a couple of games where I'm like, no, I think I just like the way this looks. And I like it depends on what they remove, right? Like if they take off anti-aliasing for frame rate, then it's usually too sharp an image for my eyes at that point.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I will tell you one place you're probably not going to get 120 FPS is the 120 FPS is the phone, which you can now use to mirror your Xbox One and presumably Xbox Series S and X. The Xbox iPhone and iPad app update lets you play remotely. It's from Steve Watts at GameSpot. Microsoft has issued an update to its Xbox apps on iPhone and iPad, which enables remote play to stream games from a local Xbox One console to your mobile device. The feature supports Xbox One and will support Xbox Series X and Series S games, but doesn't work with backwards compatibility Xbox 360 or original Xbox. This is similar to PS4 Remote Play on iOS, which was added via the PS4 Remote Play app last year. It's a separate app entirely, while the Xbox Remote Play functionality is folded directly into the Xbox main app. This is distinct from Microsoft's xCloud streaming service, which is now offered as part of Xbox Game Pass. That feature streams games directly to your device from cloud servers. Microsoft has had some trouble getting that functionality on iOS due to Apple's policies, but the company is reportedly planning to bring the functionality through a browser app. That's also the method being used by its competitor game streaming service, Amazon Luna. Aside from letting you play Xbox games on the toilet, the Xbox app also allows you to access your Xbox remotely over an LTE or 5G connection. So I tried this last night. It's neat.
Oh, nice.
It definitely works. It mirrors your Xbox. Your Xbox has to be on, and you have to like be able to. Well, it just has to be on, basically. And you can connect a controller to your phone, and then just play a game. I tried playing Bloodstained last night. It's like it works. There's like a very small amount of noticeable lag, which of course, because like it is going through a thing, coming back, and like it'll be near impossible to have no lag on it.
Yeah, I assume it's encoding frames and sending it over Wi-Fi, right? Kind of like, I mean, it's the same concept as stuff like Xbox, xCloud and Stadia.
Yeah.
Except it's through your
device, yeah.
Yeah, like in other words, it's, I don't know, this could be a good you're wrong. I never used, you know, the remote play stuff, but right, like when you get a frame on something like xCloud or Stadia, it actually takes the full quality thing and compresses it down and then sends it to you. I assume it works the same way just by using the hardware on your local, you know, Xboxes and what to do it. But yeah, you're going to get some lag plus with your Wi-Fi networking and stuff, which is different. I never use this stuff, so I don't know. It doesn't interest me.
But I think struggle it's great to find a reason to use it. I think it's cool. But like... Yeah. I've not tried this like outside of my home because like it updated last night. I think that makes the most sense of like, hey, I want to just keep playing this game that I'm playing. But I don't, beyond that, it's never been like a feature that appeals to me. There are a lot of people for whom it appeals to, especially like the Vita remote play. I know a lot of people who played like a lot of their PS4 games just on the Vita for whatever reason. Like this. I think this is when xCloud does come to iOS and xCloud becomes a bigger thing and Series S and X do come out, this whole thing of, oh, I'm away from home, let me continue my Outer Worlds save, makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. That same for me. Yeah. Where it's like you're traveling or maybe you're just out of the house or whatever, you know, if that day ever comes again. Yeah. But yeah, like having that opportunity on xCloud makes a ton of sense to me. But I do know some people use this, and honestly, maybe part of this is like, well, you can't do this right now on iPhone and iPad because of everything that's going on, right? So
yeah,
this is a good stand-in for now.
Yeah, I will say the fact that it does not work on backwards compatible games is a bummer. Like, it absolutely should. I should, if I want to, play Bayonetta on this thing, and that's like, it sucks that those are not limited and they didn't give a good explanation of why.
Yeah.
Speaking of backwards compatibility, PT, the demo horror game from Hideo Kojima, will not be backwards compatible with the PS5. This is Mihir and Cryer at GamesRadar. PT will not be backwards compatible on the PS5, Konami has confirmed to GamesRadar. In an email sent to us earlier today, Konami said that, quote, the content will not be available on the PS Store, so users won't be able to re-download the content through the backwards compatibility feature to the PS5. Last week, we reported on how PT would likely have been saved through the PS5's backwards compatibility function. Sadly, though, Konami has now revealed that PT will virtually only exist on the PS4 due to the reasons outlined above. So I'm guessing if you do like a full straight transfer or like a put it on an external hard drive and try to cold storage it in, it's just not going to work. Which,
yeah, well, I thought that's the report, is that it might work if you do that, I thought.
From what Konami is saying, no.
It won't work, like, period.
Konami is saying it will not be backwards compatible, period. So you won't be able to launch an instance of PT if you have it on your like a hard drive or a transfer on a PS5. Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, man, I think I'm confused because I was reading as this was coming out, and I think someone else had reported, and maybe it's been updated since, but I thought, yeah, they were saying if you could get it over there via Wi-Fi transfer or external, then maybe.
I think that, yeah. That was the assumption because it was not on the non-backwards compatibility list last year or last week. Yeah,
because the game doesn't exist to them.
Yeah, I'm sure Sony doesn't consider it a game. So
yeah, it is a game demo. Yeah, I mean,
yes. So people thought, okay, maybe that means that it's going to be actually backwards compatible on PS5. Yeah. But now Konami has confirmed that absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not surprising because they've done their damnedest to make sure this game is just not playable by anyone. So it's not shocking that they're not like. They didn't whitelist it for any reason for the PS5.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing, you know, obviously because of the whole Kojima drama and stuff. But it normally you get a demo and maybe the game is coming out later, so it makes sense that it goes away. Like, but with the way everything shook out, it was like, what? Can we just keep the demo? Because you said you're not making it. Like,
it's exists. Absolutely spite. Like, that's the...
Yeah, like, what? That's the only reason we can think of. Like, is it possible there's legal contracts or something that because there's no money being made on it, right? So like, but is it possible that is why, or is it literally just spite? They're like,
I don't think so my understanding of PSN is that it does cost money to have things on there. So if you are hosting a free demo or even a demo,
they'll charge you like data for downloads. Yes, or something.
Sony charges the people who post it some money. I think like, it just, it's a flat percentage of games. Like, so if you're selling a game, it's like part of that built-in cost. But if you have a free demo, then Sony charges you. So I imagine that is a decent bit of it. But I imagine the rest of it is just spite of like, Hideo Kojima left in a very loud way. And it wasn't like, it wasn't Kojima's fault that it was loud. It was just everyone knew. So I think Konami, which is a famously spiteful company, or infamously spiteful company, just went, nah, fuck it. We're not putting this thing on.
Yeah, it does seem like that. And yeah, like I'm personally miffed about it because like I kept it working for a while and they finally got you with one of those system updates.
Did it? And, I know some people like still have it playable somehow. Like you can do some weird DNS stuff.
I believe it came, I think it was a system update that's what did it. But eventually they got you. But I think if you had avoided somehow do it at all costs, there was a way to do it, but I was doing it for a while and eventually I saw, you know, the story come out and I was like, no, like I don't touch it. The actual game update, I always like, I had updates on my games all manual, right? That's what I recall. I had all my game updates manual, so I would never let it update unless, you know, I chose to, which I didn't, but some system update that came out got it.
How many times did you play it?
I played it a decent amount, but it's just fun to go back to, and especially as like a streamer, it'd be awesome to go back and play that for October. You know, it's Halloween, and people like to relive those scares, and it's literally walking through a hallway over and over again. It's such an odd thing to block from people. Like literally, there's like not that much content, but it's just like a cool, stylish experience. So
yeah, there's. It would be cool if they kept it up. I kind of, from a financial perspective, I understand why they don't. From the spite perspective, I'm just like, fuck Konami. But the fact that, like, I can see them going, this is not a teaser for anything anymore. So why keep it up?
Yeah, we have, you know, a lot of gamers that want to play something that we made. Let's make sure not to keep that up. Going to be very careful about that. So frustrating, man. I hope there is more of a disconnect on there's some like legal reason,
yeah,
that they can't do it or something, and not there really, like spite and being like a-holes.
There are people who have like remade PT for PC, so like that is an option. It's not the same thing because it's not like the exact bespoke experience that was made before, but it's a cool little thing. I'm sure. I bet you there's a bunch of surprisingly accurate dreams versions of PT.
Yeah, that's true. There was also that. By the way, I know we got to segue to the next story, but did you try Phasmophobia ever? Or
no, I want to. I'm trying to get my friends into it, and every time I mention it, they're like, "Oh yeah, that does sound cool," and just never gets talked about again. And I'm not. It doesn't seem like a game you really play by yourself.
No,
so,
you want to play with friends. Yeah,
yeah.
Kevin, so are we gonna get this together?
What's up? What kind of game is this? I've never heard of it.
It would a game you would hate, Kevin. You would.
Is it a scary game?
Scary game.
Yes.
Scary games?
I'm out. Well, but if I'm with friends, I'm less scared. You know what I mean?
You're kind of with friends.
Phasma, like Star Wars? Is that what it is?
Definitely nothing.
It's you being scared of the lady.
No, the name of it. What's the name of it?
Phasmophobia. Phasmophobia.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty close to Phasma.
Yes. Like,
what do you want me to tell you?
It's like a Ghost Hunters kind of game, right? Like, from my understanding, it's a Ghost Hunters style game where it, like, listens to your mic. So if you you're being,
what did you say? Listens to your mic.
Yeah. So oh, if no. you're like if you're oh, talking no. shit, if you're talking shit to the ghosts are more likely to scare you.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny.
So
I don't
just
know.
Stay quiet. Is this it? You seen it?
This is it. Yeah. So So here's the deal. You get it's
fuck, I'm
the ghost
scared.
Is controlled by AI. You get four friends together, and you go in, and you're only on in-game mic. So there is a global, like, walkie-talkie, Kevin, are you there? You know, you can do that.
Thank you for explaining it that way.
It's really good.
Or you also have local. And so most people are using local, and what you find out is the ghost name. It'll be like, you know, it'll be like Greg Miller is the ghost name. You know, it's like, so you're walking around, you're like, Greg Miller, show yourself. Greg Miller. What have you done? How old are you, Greg Miller?
Wait,
you know.
So how are there four people playing right now?
You're not seeing it, but it's all first person, and
so it's four perspectives. All
yeah, four
through.
Different
like
perspectives.
Kind of thing.
You'll get into the same room, and
can you walk back to back with someone? Because I feel like that'll make me a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, you can go exactly. You can go with people to the rooms, but sometimes the ghost only responds when you're alone with it.
Man,
and
fuck
so,
this trailer. I'm
so what's happening
right
is you're looking for like, is the room cold? Did the ghost write in a book? And so there's certain types of ghosts. And anyway, it's
what
really
are the scares?
Cool.
How big are the scares?
If you're a big baby, it's some people get pretty scared because what happens is you'll be looking
baby.
Around like this.
Ah, is that a cockroach?
So Kevin, here's you'll be looking around like
I'm
this.
I'm focusing on you.
And all of a sudden it'll be like,
see that? And so that, I didn't like that.
So you literally walking around, you'll just hear, and then you're like, crap. And then your flashlight will start like flickering and it'll go out. And then you hear like, dum, dum, and the thing like starts coming for you and it might come
sorry,
to kill
guys.
You. Yeah.
Can the subreddit please mock up some like ghost Greg Miller stuff? Because I want to see.
Yeah. I want Greg Miller to be a ghost in the game. That would be great.
Why don't they turn on the lights? Why are
you can turn
the
on
lights?
The lights. The ghost will turn off the lights as well on you, and so it's pretty cool, man.
I'm laughing because that is the most like anti-Kevin thing I've ever heard. Of like, if you turn on the lights, that the ghost will just fuck it up and just like turn the lights back off. Let's do that. Let's do a live stream for that. Let's do like
yeah. It'll be fun. I
want to play that game.
I mean, Bless would probably play with you. I feel like Bless.
I think it's just on, it's just on PC, right? It's actually a couple years old on Steam, but it was one of those games like Among Us that start to like really take off.
Oh, shit. All right. No, fuck that. No, thank you. I just saw the ghost. No, thank you.
We need more people, have to get Kevin. To
Kevin has to play because hearing him scream in the distance, because again, it uses in-game mics, so if you play it right and stay off global chat unless you really need it, you'll hear someone like two rooms away like, no, come on. It's like down the hall. It's pretty cool.
It's also like, it's optionally VR, right? So we could put Kevin in VR for that.
Yes. That's a good point. You can play this thing in VR.
No way.
Perfect for Halloween.
Thank you.
So we'll have to get the crew in there and play it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I actually do want to play that game. You got to play it before the end of October, right? Because like after October, it feels like, all right, whatever.
You will have no time.
Yeah.
If you love Halloween, you'll play it before the end of October.
Yeah. Speaking of things that are coming.
VR. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Speaking of things coming out after the end of October, Assassin's Creed Valhalla's post-launch has been detailed. This is from Ubisoft News. Two major expansions will come to the game in 2021 as part of the season pass. And the first round of post-launch content begins this December with the release of season one, which will include access to free seasonal content and in-game events like the Viking Yule Festival, as well as a new settlement buildings and game modes. Check below for a full rundown of what else is planned for season one, which will be available free to all players. So, a new settlement area that allow players to continue and grow their settlement, a traditional Viking festival for players to experience settlement, a new game mode, the River Raise, building on Valhalla's core raiding mechanic. The mode will deliver a dynamic, challenging, and highly replayable raid experience. The addition of ranks for Jom's Viking in Assassin's Creed Valhalla, players can create a lieutenant to be part of their raiding crew, but also recruit some of their friends from the community. In Season 1, players will see an update to the Jom's Viking feature that will allow their Jom's Viking... I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Who knows?
It could be Jom. I don't know.
Jom's Viking?
Jom's Viking.
Jom's Viking.
Like the Gala horn.
Yeah. Why are you just guessing? You just get... It could be. Yeah, it could be not. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you why. I was thinking of Jormungandr. From
you weren't thinking of Jorm and Henry.
I definitely was. Anyway,
you think it's something else.
In season one, is that where we're at?
In season one, players will see an update to the Jorm's Viking, the Jormungandr feature that will allow Jorm's Viking to earn XP and rank up. The higher the rank of the lieutenant, the more silver players will earn when recruited by other players. That's like the Dragon's Dogma pawn system, basically.
Yeah.
Season 1 and subsequent seasons will also come with new players and abilities, weapons and gear, and cosmetic items from their settlement, Longship, Horse, and Raven. Season 2, also free to all players, will follow on March 2021. It will also include free content, including a new combat-oriented game mode, a Jom's Viking update, and settlement festivals, along with new gear and cosmetic items. Details on Season 3 will be revealed at a later date. But Season 2 isn't the only content coming in 2021.
But wait, there's more.
The first major expansion, Wrath of the Druids, arrives in spring 2021 as part of the Assassin's Creed Valhalla Season Pass. In this new adventure, players will journey to Ireland and travel the... I'm glad you laughed, Fran, because no one else is going to laugh.
I was laughing hard, just so you know, bud.
I appreciate it, Kevin. You know what? You get a star for that. You get a star for the laugh. Yeah.
Thank you, Fran. You said two stars in an episode with you on it was impossible. But here's the proof.
Here we are.
We're only like five more days of the star, right? So this is my last opportunity to give stars. So
no, I think there's a whole week.
It's 25 stars.
25 stars. And who knows where I'm at? Chat, if you can let me know, that would be really helpful. Stars.
That emote is amazing.
You need four more, chat says. So.
That can't be right. That seems like, wow, good for me. Fran, we're getting a pizza party. That's what I'm talking about, my dude.
Pew, pew, I'm pew, lost.
You know what I mean?
I thought we were talking druids, and now Kevin's face is in chat as a star system, and we're rating something based on Kevin's star system.
You know about the stars. We give Kevin stars if he's doing a good job.
That's true, but they made an email for it, and now it's a big deal.
Wait, Fran, it's okay if you don't know. Do you know about the star system?
He got kicked by a donkey. No. He does not remember.
Okay, so what happened is he did get kicked by a moon. For whatever reason, Greg was like, if you can get 25 stars in the month of October, I'll give you a pizza party. So sounds like I'm right there, man. Like, I got it.
So how many do you have right now?
I wasn't listening when I asked Imran.
Chat said you have four more you need to go, so I assume this is the 21st one.
I have 21. because I'm good at my job. You know what I mean?
I want to get Kevin that pizza party, but I'm not going to like, I'm not going to do an inflation to the stars.
Of course you can. I got to earn them naturally.
Yeah. I think legitimately Kevin will get the rest of the stars this week.
Would four Kevins make you give me a star?
That's pretty dope, but it won't.
All right.
Oh, I tell you what, almost with the sound you're making, that you almost got me. It did sound like many of you. You were. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's the Legion. See you later.
The Legion, Kevin.
All right, back to Assassin's Creed.
The first major expansion is Wrath of the Druids, right?
Wrath of the Druids. Players will journey to Ireland and unravel the mysteries of an ancient and mysterious druidic cult, tracking and discovering members, diving into Gaelic myths and folklore. They'll need to fight their way through haunted forests and dazzling landscapes while gaining influence among Gaelic kings. So, I'm going to throw a joke at you here, Fran. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They should call this Assassin's Creed Brogue.
Don't get it.
Right over my head. Because they're going to Ireland, and there's an Assassin's Creed Rogue, and like an Irish brogue. See, the jokes are funnier once I explain them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because the word sounds familiar, but it's escaping me.
and this joke really depended on you knowing what that word meant.
It's a smart man's joke.
Yeah, it's way over my pay grade, man.
The second expansion, The Siege of Paris, arrives summer 2021, and as you might have guessed, focused on the major conflict of the Vikings. In The Siege of Paris, players will have the chance to relive the most ambitious battle in Viking history with key historical figures from war-torn Francia. During this key moment in history, players will infiltrate the fortified city of Paris and the River Seine under a prolonged siege, uncover many secrets, and form strategic alliances to safeguard the clan's future. So that's two fairly meaty expansions already announced for Valhalla out the gate.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the game's around the corner. It is launching November 10th, right?
Yeah, it is launching either with the Xbox or like 2 days after.
I think so. Yeah, it could be one of those that's like 2 days after. That's true. I love the worlds that they've created in Assassin's, and I used to play it, but I've not been able to keep up with it. So I think you're probably more of the expert here. Is this very common for them, this amount of seasonal pass content and expansion content that comes later?
They definitely upped the number, like, amount of DLC, like, starting with Origins, which is, like, unrelated, like, around the time I fell off Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it had a lot.
Yeah. Like, it had, like, those Anubis fights and all that, and then, like, Odyssey had just major expansions.
Yeah, so, really, like, good ones, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they did a lot. They did a lot. It was impressive. Yeah, bless them.
The thing that caught my eye, and again, you know, we'll see if I ever get to it. I have been wanting to play them, but there's just like so much time invested in these games.
It's worth it though, at least with Odyssey. Yeah. I mean, Origins is really good too, but Odyssey just, they figured it out, man.
Yeah, Odyssey knocked it out the park, right? Well, Odyssey was the first one where they took 2 years to do, right?
No.
Oh, it was Origins.
Origin was.
Then Odyssey came out the next year.
That's right. So Origins was the first, like, wait, we need time to like retool
Odyssey, they were like, just kidding, we don't.
Yeah.
But then Odyssey, amazingly, then that's
so
amazing
good.
That it
Odyssey
was so
was
good just
for sure.
A year later.
That's the thing. The story with Origin was like the way they set it up was convoluted and it was very confusing. Like something doesn't seem like there's jump cuts that come out of nowhere and move the story very quickly.
We're talking about Origins?
Yeah. And like, then Odyssey is very straightforward.
We know a little bit now because, like, of all the stuff that went down with the Ubisoft editorial team, that like they were planning to make that a more even split between the two characters whose names I've forgotten, Bayek and his wife. And then, like, at some point, they pared that down. So that might have been the reason it feels a little more disjointed.
Hmm. But yeah, seems like they've been doing a great job with like all the additional content. And I was just going to say, it does sound, I like the darker tone, you know, concept that they got going here. And it does play into the actual real world lore that it's based on. And so this whole Wrath of the Druids thing in spring, that's the one that popped out to me. I was like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Fucking up the French too. It sounds cool. You know what I mean?
That's normal.
Also, I recently found out that Imran puts one lie in every one of his episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where is it?
Does
I don't
he?
Know. You know what I mean?
It might not have happened yet. I'm surprised very few people have been keeping track. Because like, there's occasionally times I like forget until the end of the show. But usually I'll put a one lie in.
God, are you lying about the news?
Yeah. I forget it started. I forget, like, somebody said something, and I'm like, I'm just going to put a lie in here and see what happens.
Because you're just brilliant. God bless you. Fran, you should try to be more like Imran.
There's no competing with that, man.
I think you're fishing for stars, Kevin, but...
Yeah.
Just to be clear, Imran, look at me. Look at me. Just to be clear, I'm not. You're amazing.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you. All right. Speaking of new content...
Really kicked in on Kevin's end.
Fran, you have 1 minute to tell me all about this story reveal trailer for Destiny 2 Beyond Light.
Yeah, so there was a new story trailer today. I honestly, you know, I'm not the lore master when it comes to Destiny, but this one's pretty simple. You know, we're getting a new planet, and the new trailer just kind of explains why we're going to Europa. Like, we know that there's been a reason to go there. They're actually getting rid of some other planets in Destiny, shutting them down, and we're also going to visit this new icy actually, it's a moon. It's a moon of, is it Jupiter, I think? But anyway, we're going to visit this planet, and one of the factions in Destiny, one of the enemy types, the Fallen, have basically gone to seek out the darkness. And the whole thing in Destiny is a lot like Star Wars, you know, but it's the dark and the light. And so the darkness is there. They've sought it out, and they've gained some new powers, which you also are getting. It's these like icy stasis powers, and you now find out that the Fallen are going to be wielding it, and they're actually kind of, yeah, they're really getting into it. So it just sets this whole stage for they found a new power, and you're going to shut them down before they get too powerful, although you're using the same power. So okay, it'd be interesting to see. Like, it's a little hypocritical to go there and be like, hey,
you've blown past Destiny Minute. So really? Destiny Beyond Light 2 looks cool. As a Destiny fan, you're into it?
It does. Honestly, the yearly release and seeing the trailer, it's pretty hype. You know, one of our favorite characters in the Destiny world, Varix, is coming back. He's one of the Fallen that's been part of us. But yeah, I'm excited. November 10th for that one as well. It's going to be pretty dope.
I'm excited, Fran, as well, to know how good the new Destiny expansion is going to be, but that's so far away. If I wanted to know what's coming to Mom and Grop House today, where would I look?
The official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy. That had some grime on it. That's like Kevin coming from like the Genesis sound chip. All right, out today.
Wait, which sound chip did you just say?
The Genesis sound chip. Wow. It sounded more grimy.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. All right, out today. Amnesia Rebirth. I hear that's quite good. Is on PS4, PC, and Mac. Monster Truck Championships on Xbox One. Hyper Brawl Tournament on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Outpost Delta is on Switch. Drone Swarm is on PC. Rogue is out on PC. Celasta, Crown of the Magister, is out on PC. Blood of Steel is out on PC. Shakedown Hawaii is out on PC. Manifold Garden is out on PC. The Rocket League has a Haunted Hollows event going on today. The in-game event will feature event challenges that unlock Ghostbuster-themed items and two limited-time modes. Guess who added that to the dock? With all the Hollows Eve on the horizon, the world of Red Dead Online is taking a spooky turn with a brand new Dead of Night mode. A deadly duo of new legendary panthers into the frontier, and a Halloween pass complete with a gothic decor theme for all moonshine bars, with much more this week. Deal of the day, Pokemon Shield and what was it?
I just wanted, since you're mentioning Halloween events, we should also remind that the new Call of Duty Halloween event kicks off right now, the Haunting of Verdansk, and it actually looks really cool.
Okay. We got to get a blessing to sign off on it, but sure. As the king of Halloween, he decides. I don't make the rules.
You don't make you did make some rules about cheesecake and something earlier, so it feels like you make some rules.
I am just a citizen in this kingdom. I can't. I don't decide. Deal of the day: Pokemon Sword Shield for Switch are $39.99 on both Amazon and Best Buy. So if you're looking to get into that new DLC, there is a lower cost option for you. From October 20th to October 26th, players can hop into Fallout 76 and play the game for free. This includes the base game experience as well as Wastelanders and Nuclear Winter. Players can jump in from the start of the game, and if they decide to purchase the game when the free play week ends, all progress will carry over, and so will any Atomic Shop purchases made during the week. Learn more about the free play week at the Fallout blog. It's also available on Game Pass, so it's free anywhere at that time.
That's a deal.
Yeah. Now it's time for some reader mail, but you can write into patreon.com/kindoffunnygames where you can get your questions right on the show. But first, let's talk a little bit about who's bringing the show to you. This episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily is brought to you by Verizon 5G. Verizon 5G is available now in San Francisco. Whether you're a gamer or a creator, these amazing speeds will enable you to do things faster than ever before your way. Near zero lag is perfect for gamers. It will speed up your mobile gaming experiences. For creators out there, you can now connect with others in the clearest way possible. Whether it's FaceTime or Zoom or Discord, like we use here at Kind of Funny to record these shows, Verizon 5G makes it faster and less framey than ever before. Check out Verizon.com/5G for more information. That's Verizon.com/5G. We're also brought to you today by Old Spice, Below Deck. Just because everyone gets a sweaty crotch or inner thigh chafing doesn't mean you have to go through life with that sweaty crotch or that inner thigh chafing. Kind of Funny loves Old Spice. We've all been using it for a while, and we can confirm Old Spice comes in clutch for all our male grooming needs. Old Spice has new Below Deck Powder Spray to help you feel drier and cleaner down below. And the new Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps to prevent inner thigh chafing. It gets really hot the last couple of days in San Francisco. I don't think San Francisco knows it's October yet, but the worst feeling is, hey, I need to go make a run for something. It's too hot. You come back with like a terrible case of like swamp ass and chafing. Do not do Old Spice can help prevent that. Old Spice, like, this is available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/oldspicebelowdeck. That's all one word, Old Spice Below Deck. Thank you, Old Spice. All right, now on to reader mail. Sam Gray writes in, "Hello, friends. After all the delays we've seen this past year with Cyberpunk and Doom Eternal as examples, what gives? I can understand projects taking a bad turn for some reason in the games industry. This seems to happen a lot. When I see AAA games announced, I'm at the point where I expect the date to be changed at least once. Do we see announcements being any smoother next gen?"
No.
Yeah, it's
this. You're right. This is how it happens, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better. Nothing about Next Generation is going to like fix the problems that cause delays. Delays happen because they thought they had a thing working and they don't, and something broke.
Yeah, I personally think that delays generally happen because the timeline you're put on to develop these high quality products, or your creative vision, period. And I think we've all been there. Like, it's just, it always takes more time. You always want to put more energy into it. There's always something. And especially when you have all these different landmarks, like everything that you decide you want to try pushes everything else back. Plus you get bugs. And then on top of that, with next gen, you also get like, look, this hardware, some people had like emulation versions of it for a very long time. And you're down to the wire with like firmware updates. And so it is complicated. And yeah, like, I think to expect it now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when we're all in the cloud or whatever, I don't see it changing. Some people are able to hit their release dates, but by and large, like, for anything ambitious, it usually there's going to be some delays.
Yeah.
And I would also, the last thing I'd say there is you do get a little bit of, like telling investors it's going to be ready. And there's no, I think, way around telling you as a gamer that, you know, actually it's going to get delayed anyway.
Yeah,
because they're trying to like tell you within this fiscal year the game's going to be out, and so the investors are okay, keep your stocks in this company,
which is also, it can be dangerous if you have to delay past a fiscal year. Like, there can be problems financially if you do that, so yeah. Like, they
intend to do it sometimes as well. Yeah,
yes, I mean, yeah, sometimes you do move debt around that way, but by and large, if delays are okay, not even anything you're working on is the completion time is a moving target. Like, it could be an article you're writing, or it could be like a building you're building, or a painting you're painting. You hope you can get it done by the time you say you can get it done. And video games, I feel like, are the only industry where we're like, people get mad when things don't come out when they say that, like, people say they're going to come out. Yeah, I get it because like it's anticipation, but still.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. Is like, to break it down even more simply, it's like, look, we don't have one Lego set with 50 pieces, and everybody builds the same Lego set, and they know exactly how long it takes, and they refine that, and so, you know, I will promise you, you'll be done on time. It's literally like every time is different, and there's always more pieces, and pieces get lost, and you know what I mean? It's just like, it's not by the book. You're just estimating is the point. Everybody's estimating when they think they can get it done by, or they're by, you know, lock and key, sort of agreeing that fine, we will have something for you by this time, you know, and it is what it is. That's what we end up with Avengers.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in the post show.
I like Avengers, but could have used more time in the oven.
Usually where we'd squat up, but I didn't get any squat ups today. So let's go straight to your wrong, where people have told us what we got wrong through the show. Let's see.
Or what you lied about, maybe.
We'll see. People have not picked up on it, so it could be like the last thing. No one knows.
Everyone just trusts you implicitly.
They do.
Yeah, I thought you were like an honest news reporter.
Frankly, it's really cool that you're not. I'm very like. You want to keep up the bad boy image for you to know how impressed I am by that.
Let's see. Gears 5, Halo Master Chief Collection, Halo Infinite, and Rainbow Six Siege are all 120 FPS on Xbox Series X. So that is cool.
That's the source of that info. I do remember hearing, you know, obviously some of those.
I definitely remember hearing Gears. About I didn't. Six.
Yeah, I heard about Rainbow Six. I didn't hear about Gears though. That's interesting.
Halo Infinite, like surprising, also not surprising. Like that is also an Xbox One game. So.
Yeah, I was talking about around launch, but yeah, sure. Next year, of course, Halo Infinite.
Do you think that game still comes out on Xbox One? Like, I guess it depends on when it releases, right? But like, let's say that thing comes out November 2021.
I would think it still would, yeah, because it's still within that timeline where there's a lot. You know, what are we going to be at next year? You know, 10, 15 million Xbox Series somethings, and therefore there's still 50 million Xbox Ones out in the wild, so it would make sense.
Sony split off their TV division. They didn't sell it. So it still
makes way more sense.
Okay, yeah, spun off from them.
It makes total sense. Spun off.
But gotcha. Rest of this is,
let's see,
you had a squad up but you were ignoring it. If it came after like a certain time, then I did not see it.
At that point it's your fault, my dude. At that point it's your fault.
Let's see.
Yeah, Tunde Tunde, sorry. Okay. Tunde was saying they do have maybe one model. Sony has one model with a 2.1, the X900H. But yeah, no OLEDs yet. That's their LED, I think.
So. I feel like my LG OLED supports it.
If 120? But it doesn't. If you didn't buy it, it would.
Okay.
The CX does, the newest. Yeah.
Okay,
not X series, not my like, G something,
not my 2018 model, but like
no. Whatever the X version of it should support 120. I keep doing the X with my hands when I say at the X version of it. It's weird.
Yeah, you're Degeneration X. There we go.
I was thinking of that too, Emran.
Totally. All right, a lot of these are breaking news and other stuff, and yeah, we're good. So tomorrow's hosts are Greg and man, there are things like. I will happily mispronounce a lot of things. When it's a name, I always feel super bad about it. So, Fran or Kevin, you can correct
me
on this.
That one's easy.
Greg and David Janot, correct?
Yeah, Janot.
Okay.
Yeah, you nailed it.
All right.
Jorman Gander.
Thursday is Tim and Greg, and Friday is Greg and Blessing. I assume by that point they will have blocked each other, but we'll see.
Did you hear the way he said that?
What?
That was cool. That sounded cool.
Wait.
What?
Re-say it, say it. All right, Fran.
Jorman Gander?
Yeah, but like say it all fucking
Jorman
sexy.
Jormungandr. Well, that's because what Jormungandr does.
He said it a little less cool that time. Sorry. Yeah, sorry to waste your time.
I can't, you know, I can't.
I'm curious about this. Have you ever considered going into voice acting?
I have for sure. Like, I definitely am not nearly as talented as real voice actors, but people will come into my, you know, live stream on Twitch sometimes and be like, whoa, your voice, you know, oh sweet. So like I have like the radio voice, so I can at least do that sometimes, but I actually do like doing impressions and stuff.
We hear your favorite, please.
Probably Gollum, right? Gollum is my favorite one. Hold on.
I'm sorry, I wanted to hear it.
What is it, precious?
Yes.
Is it to us? Yes. No.
Gollum is my favorite one.
Yeah. Wow, that was really good, Fran.
It's not bad.
Like,
my Gollum is not
that
bad.
We have to pretend Andy's not bad at all, but like, you are so good. That was really cool. I'm blown away.
I'm pretty impressed. That's a like real spot on Gollum.
Thank you. I also feel like that was like a 7 out of 10. I could dial it up with more when I'm not put on the spot like that.
Okay, yeah. At some point, we need to hear the 10 out of 10 Golem. You got locked up in there. Right. For now, though, we're signing off. This has been Kinda Funny Games Daily, each and every weekday right here live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We run you through the nerdy news you need to know about. We have Patreon post show for those that are sub to the silver level at patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. So stick around for that. Otherwise, until next time, Games Daily.
One last thing on our end. We are not doing a show after this on Twitch. So,
okay.
That's what it
There's
is.
There's no void.
All y'all go home.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.